CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yay Networks.
13 has been my lucky number for a while. Like, it's always a sign of good things to come for me.
This is 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast, breaking down every song, every Easter egg, every era, and every theory. Hosted by the biggest Swifties, Nick Adams, Anna Casiejos, Amy Nichols, and Lacey G.
Welcome to 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. My name's Nick Adams.
I'm Anna.
Amy.
And I'm Lacey G.
And we got a new doctor, everybody. We have a new doctor. Can you believe it? Dr. Taylor Allison Swift. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Unbelievable.
There's so much to talk about. She had a wonderful speech. It was 23 minutes long. We were all hoping it would be 22 minutes long, but it's fine. We won't hold it against you, Taylor. But yeah, what an incredible thing. It would have been so cool. I saw so many tweets from like fans that were there.
Yeah.
And posts.
Some
and
of our listeners were there.
So cool.
We actually got a couple of DMs from people saying that they are part of the graduating class and that they got to be there and like
crazy.
Wow. Her and everything. I was like, oh my God, first of all, congratulations on graduating.
Yeah.
Also,
what an
experience. Like, that is so. I saw the cutest video of a Swiftie that was graduating. That when she walked by, he had a printed out photo of when he met her on the rep tour.
Oh, cool.
And she like pointed at it and like blew a kiss and said, that's so cute. I like cried watching that video because the fan was so excited.
Yeah.
It was so, so sweet.
That's incredible.
I know.
So Taylor Swift got her honorary doctorate from New York University.
Yeah.
I was about to say University of New York. NYU.
NYU.
She got it from NYU yesterday and it was really cool. She had a great speech. And so we have a few little clips for you from the speech, if you missed it. So here is how she welcomed everyone to the ceremony.
Let me say to you now, welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you. I'd like to thank NYU for making me, technically, on paper at least, a doctor. Not the type of doctor you would want around in case of an emergency. Unless your specific emergency was that you desperately needed to hear a song with a catchy hook and an intensely cathartic bridge section. Or if your emergency was that you needed a person who can name over 50 breeds of cats in 1 minute.
Calico.
Oh gosh, I can't.
That's all I got.
Siamese.
Ah.
Garfield.
Black.
Black cat.
Hairless. Persian?
Yeah.
Did you
is that the same
said?
Thing?
Someone say Persian already?
No.
Okay.
I can't come up with one.
Frisky.
Frisky.
Kitty.
We're not doing different names
soft.
For cats.
Spot. Is that what you said?
I said soft.
Oh, okay.
So we're not very good at the cats here. Are we dog people? We're all dog people here.
We are.
Sorry, Taylor. Don't hate us.
But I still like cats.
Taylor Swift's mom has a Great Dane or had a Great Dane.
Really?
You ever seen that?
I didn't know that.
Seen videos from... Her mom's walking around with this enormous dog.
They're
it's
like
huge.
Horses.
It is. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So here's more from her speech. Unfortunately, it was very long. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff. Well, no, not unfortunately, because she had a lot of really good advice in there. And she said a lot. Unfortunately for us,
we can't play it all.
We can't play all of it.
Yeah. So here's another clip where she was telling people to embrace the cringe.
Hi, I'm Taylor. Last time I was in a stadium this size, I was dancing in heels and wearing a glittery leotard. This outfit is much more comfortable. I imagine the idea of a normal college experience was all you wanted to. But in this case, you and I both learned that you don't always get all the things in the bag that you selected from the menu in the delivery surface that is life. You get what you get. And as I would like to say to you wholeheartedly, you should be very proud of what you've done with it. Life can be heavy, especially if you try to carry it all at once. Part of growing up and moving into new chapters of your life is about catch and release. You get to pick what your life has time and room for. Be discerning. Secondly, learn to live alongside cringe. No matter how hard you try to avoid being cringe, you will look back on your life and cringe retrospectively. Cringe is unavoidable over a lifetime. Even the term cringe might someday be deemed cringe. I promise you, you're probably doing or wearing something right now that you will look back on later and find revolting and hilarious. You can't avoid it, so don't try to. Hard things will happen to us. We will recover. We will learn from it. We will grow more resilient because of it. And as long as we are fortunate enough to be breathing, we will breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, and breathe out. And I am a doctor now, so I know how breathing works.
She's so cute!
Just what a great person to be the one to address the class that was affected by the pandemic. The woman who birthed two albums during the pandemic and saved us all. Just so incredible. So very incredible. I do want to tell y'all about a cringe moment I had last night, though. Transitioning on. So last night I was bartending and this guy called me dynamic. And someone else was like, wow, that's such a word. That's such a thing to be called. Like, how cool is that? And I was like, man, that is cool. I didn't really think about it. So I returned the favor and he was getting ready to go for surgery. He wasn't drinking last night because he had surgery coming up. So I said, hey, man, best of luck on your surgery. You're going to kill it. Oh. And then I was like, probably shouldn't say that to someone who's about to undergo surgery.
Sorry.
And then I started backpedaling. I don't think he thinks I'm dynamic anymore. No, he just thinks I'm demented. Yeah.
He could still think that. I do love that Taylor Swift talked about that because I feel like, and I know that a lot of things that I do, especially a lot of things that I post online, are cringy. Like, you know, but I love that her saying it. It kind of reminds me of like one of my other favorite quotes from her when she was like, the worst kind of people are the ones that make you feel dumb for being excited about something.
Yeah, she spoke about that in her speech. She was talking about being enthusiastic.
Being enthusiastic, and I love that. I didn't pull the clip, but I have a quote here where she says, never be ashamed of trying. Effortless is a myth. The people who wanted it the least were the ones that I wanted to date and be friends with in high school. The people who wanted it the most are the people I now hire to work for my company.
Yeah.
Ooh. And I do
excellent
love that.
Advice.
Boss,
and
somebody,
boss move.
I saw somebody post that clip on TikTok and underneath it, it was like a mix of this is me trying with Mirrorball. And I like teared up a little. I was like, oh my God. I think I just really like those two songs. And so it was just really fitting.
Can I tell you all about a cringe moment I had recently?
Mm-hmm.
So it was at our studio. We all work together. We work for a morning show called the Kid Krytek Morning Show. And we have some listeners that come by and say, hey. So I was talking to a listener outside. She was younger, I don't know, in her 30s, late 20s or so. And she said, hi. I don't remember her name. Hi, I'm Samantha. And she said, like, this is Bill. She introduced me to this guy. And he was a little older. And we were just talking. I was like, so, and she was from out of town. And I was like, so are you just in town visiting your dad? And they looked at each other very awkwardly.
No.
Do you remember this girl who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I remember.
And they looked at each other and and they said something to the effect of like, oh, we're friends.
Oh.
And I go, oh, my God.
But you didn't like point at the guy.
Oh, 100% pointed at him. Who else am I talking about?
Like insinuating that he was
her dad.
Well, yeah, but you could pass it off if you didn't point. Like, you know, come to see your dad.
One saving it, we kind of laughed it off. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm such an a-hole. Hopefully no one else says that to you this week.
I'm so glad that happened. Not like that. I'm glad that happened to you. But I had the same thought. And I was going to say something, but then I noticed that when she was talking about her kids, she kept saying my kids, not like our kids. But then there's also, maybe they're like dating. I don't know. I like couldn't decide if he was like the father or the boyfriend.
Yeah,
I didn't know what the relationship was.
He was older.
Never
was
assume.
Older. Yeah, never that assume. Is, never assume, guys.
That is cringy. Sorry.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
You know, something else Taylor spoke about is being perfect in her speech. She spoke about you don't always have to be perfect.
See, I was a teenager at a time when our society was absolutely obsessed with the idea of having perfect young female role models. It felt like every interview I did included slight barbs by the interviewer about me one day running off the rails. And that meant a different thing to every person who said it to me. So I became a young adult while being fed the message that if I didn't make any mistakes, all the children of America would grow up to be perfect angels. However, if I did slip up, the entire earth would fall off its axis and it would be entirely my fault and I would go to pop star jail forever and ever. It was all centered around the idea that mistakes equal failure, and ultimately the loss of any chance at a happy or rewarding life. This has not been my experience. My experience has been that my mistakes led to the best things in my life. Being embarrassed when you mess up, it's part of the human experience. Getting back up, dusting yourself off, and seeing who still wants to hang out with you afterward and laugh about it, that's a gift. The times I was told no, or wasn't included, wasn't chosen, didn't win, didn't make the cut, it really feels like those moments were as important, if not more crucial, than the moments I was told yes.
That's so sad, because it is true that she had that kind of responsibility, that she had that pressure on her for so long.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She wouldn't cuss. She wouldn't drink because she was just such a role model. And to be told that at such a young age, that all of this is your responsibility and it lands on your shoulders.
Right, mm-hmm. And for people to criticize her so much for dating.
Yeah.
You know, that people didn't like her for that. That was that she's being a hoochie if she did that too much.
Like, people don't date.
Right, exactly.
Right. In their 20s. Like, it just, man. It's just so hypocritical. And it's crazy, too, because the other day I came up across a video of, like, Britney Spears talking in an interview where it was kind of like the same thing where the interviewer was like, why do you essentially take all of your clothes off when you're a role model to young girls? And Britney was like, I'm not. That's the parents' responsibility.
Sure.
Like, that's not my job to raise your kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just crazy that, I mean, we've seen it time and time again with just pop stars throughout the last, you know.
Ever,
essentially.
Yeah, for sure.
Celebrities are people.
They are people.
We always forget that. Or not we. Anybody.
Not us four, but anybody
other
can.
People.
And so, kind of starting to wrap up Taylor's commencement, she, of all people to speak about being canceled, she spoke about that.
Having journalists write in-depth, oftentimes critical pieces about who they perceive me to be made me feel like I was living in some weird simulation. But it also made me look inward to learn about who I actually am. Having the world treat my love life like a spectator sport in which I lose every single game was not a great way to date in my teens and 20s. But it taught me to protect my private life fiercely. Being publicly humiliated over and over again at a young age was excruciatingly painful, but it forced me to devalue the ridiculous notion of minute-by-minute, ever-fluctuating social relevance and likability. Getting canceled on the internet and nearly losing my career gave me an excellent knowledge of all the types of wine.
Her.
You think it's really hard to give a speech when there's so much echo constantly?
It's got to be
pretty
intimidating. I wonder if she, do you think
maybe
she heard the echo?
Yeah, maybe she put plugs in.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
She
you know what else I want to know? Was she reading off of a teleprompter?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I think so. And I wanted to know, did she bring in her prompter set, like, to set it up? Like, I wouldn't trust someone else if I was Taylor to get it right. I'd want the professional person that I've worked with before to get it right.
Yeah.
You know, as a person who used to work in morning news, TV news, one of the most important jobs is the person running the teleprompter.
Yeah.
And it's usually the least paid person. And I don't want to brag, but I was very good at teleprompting.
You think she'd hire you?
Yeah, absolutely. Because every person has a different speed, has a different cadence and stuff like that. So you have to learn who you're twisting the knob for at the speeds and stuff like that.
That's
crazy. It's a really tough job. So normally when they do the teleprompting, they'll have it in front of them written down on a sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have the teleprompter up.
Okay, I was so impressed.
That would be such a stressful job.
Yeah.
That would, because writing for the morning show, I've had to proof and double proof. I used to wake up so early whenever I first started working here because I didn't want to make a mistake, because if I made a mistake, then whoever's reading it is going to trip up and then I'm going to get yelled at. So I would have to come in super early and perfect and read it and revise it like five times. I couldn't imagine doing that for a teleprompter because they're just trusting that you're correct, that you're putting correct information up there, that there's no mistakes, no errors.
I do wonder sometimes, because with our morning show, the way that we have it right now, every day, Nick actually writes things that I have to read on the air. And sometimes I wonder, do you include words that you know that I won't know how to pronounce?
No.
Because there's sometimes that happens to me a lot, and I'm just like, I don't know how to say this
word. I'll give that one to Anna.
No, it's just, I try to write it for
that person. You write it very conversationally, which is great.
I try to.
And I appreciate that very, very much.
Yeah.
Sometimes I try to go off script if I don't know what the word is or how to pronounce it. Like, I'll try to just say it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I just end up making it worse. It's just a lose-lose for me.
Yeah, so every day we just find out common words Anna doesn't know how to pronounce.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Love it.
I do really like the advice that she said, because, or this that I'm about to say, because we've had a lot of interns come through here, and it's usually people who's getting ready to graduate college, and they don't know what's going to happen next. And I've had so many stressed out people, and for some reason, they think I have the answer. So I'm like their life and career coach, and I don't know what I'm doing. So that's kind of hard. But Taylor said, I know it can be really overwhelming figuring out who to be and when, who you are now, and how to act in order to get where you want to go. I have some good news for you. It's totally up to you. I also have some terrifying news for you. It's totally up to you. But the big message is, you don't have to know everything.
Yeah.
You're not expected to just graduate college and have your life figured out, because you can have your life figured out and you can still get thrown a curveball.
Yeah.
I've had so many curveballs in the last couple of years that I didn't think I was going to ever go through.
Mm-hmm.
And you just figure it out. It's all just constantly still learning and evolving and figuring it out. So you're not supposed to know everything. You're not going to know everything, because life is a bitch and it is going to trick you sometimes.
Ain't that the truth?
One of the things I like that she said in her speech was that sometimes you have to know about when to stand up and fight and when to sit down and apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that. I thought that was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you guys want to hear something funny?
No.
So, well, maybe it's not funny. So 2 years ago, I did a different podcast called On Cloud Wine with our friend Alicia. And around this time, we had the idea of doing an episode where we wrote commencement speeches. And so she wrote one and I wrote one. And she's a fan of Taylor Swift, sure, but she's not like a diehard Swiftie like we are. So I purposefully included so many Taylor Swift lyrics in my speech because I wanted to see how long it would take for her to pick up on it. And I have it, if you guys want me to read it.
Read
to
the
you.
Speech yes. to us, yeah. absolutely.
So this is actually a speech that I wrote in 2020. So it's addressed to the class of 2020. Let me know if you catch all of the, obviously y'all will. Alicia, it took Alicia a minute though to get it, okay? Class of 2020. I guess I should say 2022 just to update it. Class of 2022. Enjoy every moment, every memory, every person that makes you think, I don't know how it gets better than this. And then take that moment by the hand and take it on head first, fearless of what could happen next. Because the way that you move is like a full-on rainstorm, and everything else is just like a house of cards. The slope might be a little treacherous, the path might be reckless, but that's your path and your path only. Sometimes in life, you feel like you might get lost in translation, or maybe like you ask for too much. Like this thing is a masterpiece that will just eventually get all torn up, you'll be running scared, but you're there, and you'll remember it all too well because of the way that you rose above it. Don't let any part of life call you up in the middle of the night and just break you like a promise, just casually and cruel in the name of what? Being honest? No. Instead, just think of all the incredible things that you haven't even seen yet, The magic, the madness, the heaven, maybe the sin. Doesn't it all seem new and exciting? And you feel like your arm is twisting around everything because you'll feel like you found your wonderland and you'll get lost in it, but like in a really good way. Because at this point, we've all been the archers. We've all also been the prey. But you can see it all in your head, back and forth, from New York to your bed. If you once believed that love was burning red, it's golden, kind of like daylight. You are fresh daylight. Thank you.
Yay.
At what point did she figure it out? Do you remember?
I think it must have been around the All Too Well bridge.
Yeah.
I think
it was pretty thick right there.
Yeah, I think once I said All Too Well, she was like, is this? She was like, wait. What? Wait a second. Yeah. So she wrote like a really nice speech, but I just copied and pasted Taylor Swift lyrics, which at that point in 2020, we had only gotten, this was pre-folklore.
Yeah.
So.
Hey.
Love it.
Can we just, are we done with the commencement? Did we move on? Are we done?
Did we say we're proud of Taylor?
I mean, you just wrapped it up.
Well, are we done?
I just want to say we're proud of you, Taylor.
Yeah. Well, you said folklore, and I have something else kind of about folklore. I was like, does anybody else have anything on commencement? So, folklore. So, Joe Alwyn wrote a few songs on folklore and Evermore. So, Joe was on the Kelly Clarkson show this week, and Kelly asked about writing with a pseudonym.
Oh. We chose to do it so that people, first and foremost, would listen to the music first before dissecting the fact that we did it together.
Yeah.
But we did it under a name, William Bowery, which sounds like...
Very fancy.
Very fancy.
Yeah.
Sounds like a kind of Agatha Christie character who should be wearing a monocle with a big moustache. but it was a combination of William, who my great-grandfather, who I never actually met, was a composer. He wrote a lot of classical music, and he wrote a lot of film scores. And then Bowery is the area in New York that I spent a lot of time in when I first went over there. So
I love that.
Stick them together.
That's how you do. Okay.
Love that.
Just the way he says mustache.
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 And monocle. Have you ever seen a person with a monocle in real life?
No.
I would die.
Have you?
No. I would be so excited,
that
though.
Would be
how
would.
Classy. Yeah.
The real life Monopoly man.
Is Joe Alwyn.
Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class healthcare and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills, a community where nearly 1 in 3 of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.
So, something that we have to address, y'all. Obviously, May 13th.
Trigger warning.
Y'all are sick.
What happened?
It's like nothing
merch.
But something all at once.
A pool float is what happened.
Merch happened.
$50 purple pool float. No,
and
thank
you. And it
was
so confusing because as the day wore on, we're still like, I'm not giving up hope yet. I refuse. I know Taylor's going to do something. Then she puts up the timer on Taylor Nation. Got the countdown going on now. What's going to happen now? And then she releases pool merch.
It was kind of hilarious that happened probably 13 minutes after we got
right.
done recording our episode. And it was so funny because we were on the phone being like, do we go back to the studio? Like, what is it going to be? My gut reaction was like, oh, maybe it's like to pre-order like an album or something, you know? Do you guys think, honestly, do you think that maybe there was nothing planned, but then after all the hype, they were like, we have to do something?
I've had this feeling before, like to make the fans happy. But
right.
you can't, I mean, do you just have a stash of stuff that you're just waiting to release until the fans get all hyped up and like, okay, well, we got this on top. Let's throw it out there. I don't know.
But I mean, we just got the double merch drop.
And
that was a bigger deal than this merch drop that we had the countdown from. So I don't know. It was a crazy, confusing day. But Thrifty Swifty let us know why she thinks May 13th didn't happen.
Okay, so what happened on May 13th? I truly think that Taylor had something planned for May 13th. But I think that in the last 6 months since Red has come out, so much stuff out of Taylor's control has changed. I think it's possible that Taylor was planning for 1989, but with the legal drama around Shake It Off not being resolved, she decided to put it off and instead release Red. And I think at this point, she thought about playing things more safely. thinking that maybe Speak Now was a better album to release next. There's less drama around it. And then honestly, I think she probably started leaving Easter eggs for both of them, thinking it's probably a good idea to have a backup. I think the fact that we already have two singles from 1989 proves that it has already been re-recorded in full, and the legal drama is what's holding up the release. When Taylor released this TikTok, a ton of fans, including myself, believed that she gave us the release order that she had planned, with Purple, Speak Now being next, and then 1989 being after that. To me, the most obvious piece here is that she had a red scarf in her merch collection, and the emoji of the red era was a red scarf, and yet she chose to wear a blue scarf here. And at this point in time, the 1989 lawsuit had been dropped. So I think Taylor thought she had two viable options to release as her next re-record. And then unfortunately, the lawsuit came back from the dead, and she was stuck back in litigation. I think Taylor still thought she'd be able to stick to her May 13th date and announce Speak Now, or potentially drop Speak Now, and perhaps decided that she was fine with sacrificing having Speak Now as a winter album for getting another re-record out, and she was okay with having it in the spring or summer. But then there was legal drama around Speak Now as well, surrounding the trademark. So now both albums that she was ready to release, she couldn't. And this would mean the only option she really had left at this point was releasing Debut. And I truly don't think she wanted to do this for so many reasons. And now this has been held up for so long that I think perhaps Taylor's thinking that the path of least resistance is to wait until the winter and release Reputation. And then hope that by the time the Reputation re-record era is wrapped, some of the legal drama has been solved. I think Taylor's as frustrated as we are.
Yeah. Well said. Yeah. Thrifty Swifty.
And the TikTok that she's referring to, Taylor was wearing a purple hat and a blue scarf, which is really confusing. And she's pointing at the purple hat. But that's super confusing because red scarf. I mean, always you think of red scarf with Taylor Swift. So maybe that's why it didn't happen, is because it's out of Taylor's control right now.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is that we just will never know.
Probably never know.
You know what, actually. But it is kind of like, to her point, that would suck for Taylor if like she really did have this date plan for something and then it was just kind of out of her control.
Two thoughts that I've heard. I wish I could credit them to who they go to on TikTok. I don't really remember who it was, so I'm sorry, because they're really good and I can't think of them. Reasons why maybe she's not posting a lot right now. The first reason about why she's dropping this random merch, just all these random merch that don't have really ties to anything released, is that she still does have a bunch of copyrights, and you have to use them to keep them.
Oh, that was Swift Talk Detective.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So she has to continue to use them every so often, like actively use them. So that's why they're just slapping them on merch that fans aren't loving. They're just kind of throwing it out there to prove they are still using it, and you can't take it from me.
That makes sense.
And then another thing that some people were, I don't know if they were upset, maybe disappointed. There was kind of a statement that a lot of artists had signed in the music industry supporting women's reproductive rights because it could be taken away here in the United States. Taylor did not sign that pledge when other people like Olivia Rodrigo had signed it and things like that. I heard someone point out that we have to remember that Taylor does have a jury trial coming up, and that even though that's in the fall, that sounds like it's a long time away. She might be getting the advice to stay quiet, don't speak out on hot button issues right now, because that could leave a possibly negative impression on potential jurors in the fall.
It could leave.
So if you're commenting on a ginormous, huge hot button issue where there's two sides that don't see any
resolution
in the middle, that maybe stay away from that. You don't want your name to be on anything that's considered toxic, hot button issues right now. Just kind of stay silent. And that's another reason why she's just not posting in general.
Just kind of
let people forget about you. And also, if she's just releasing so much stuff on top of stuff, maybe the jury at that point would think there's too much Taylor Swift in the world right now. I'm sick of her. She needs to go away, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You just don't want those bad impressions.
I like that perspective, because it's like, I personally, yes, I do wish that she would talk about Roe versus Wade and, you know, sign the thing. But I also wasn't expecting her to, just because I know that she has been quiet lately.
Yeah.
And she has her reasons as to not. Like, I think you could probably assume where she lies on it. I mean, it's bad to assume, but I'm sure she has her reasons, you know? Like, is it a little disappointing? Yeah. Am I upset? No.
But there was also, a lot of other ginormous superstars that did not sign that pledge either. So right. It's not like she's the only one that's staying quiet on the issue.
And it's still coming down to the pressure that it's up to her to run this world.
Right.
And
True.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. I think we know where she would stand. I think she's been so outspoken on other issues that we know. So I'm not disappointed in her because you don't always have to agree with me.
And I've seen people online say that the reason that they're disappointed is because the whole purpose of Miss Americana, the documentary, was about how she regretted not speaking up.
And then she made that big statement by supporting Democratic candidates.
Now when you have the time where you should be speaking up, you're not. But I do want to believe that she has her reasons.
Sure.
You know, like she had her reasons back then too. There were people holding her back and she cried about it. And we saw that on film. Mm-hmm. So what's to say that that's not happening again? Mm-hmm. And we just don't see it. You know what I mean? I hate that people just attack her and get mad at her for doing things and for not doing things at the same time.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly.
So some more from TikTok, all this knowledge. People on TikTok are just amazing. So someone pointed out, Laura from Germany, she messaged me with this TikTok video from 13 Fuck the Patriarchy 13.
Oh, wow. About, what a name.
Yeah. About, did we get the date wrong? And is this another date to clown out about? Now, this is a long clip, but they explain it perfectly.
Okay.
And I could not put this in my own words.
Friends, I'm about to majorly clown. It's going to be all over the place. If you're ready for it, let's go. It's all about Alice in Wonderland. So we start off here with the cover of the book. Then we get Taylor's notebook, All Too Well. Then we have the White Rabbit, who symbolizes the quest for knowledge. Specifically, he's known for having this watch. Where have we seen other watches? Jor-El-Wen, Sophie Turner, and Doctor Strange, but I'll come back to this one. So the Mad Hatter says that the rabbit's watch runs 2 days slow. But in the original book, it is the Mad Hatter's watch that is broken, and that it is said to tell the day of the month instead of time. So everyone in Wonderland knows where to find the White Rabbit. As the Queen's manservant, it can always be found at 12 o'clock at the entrance of the Queen's garden. But when Alice is speaking to it, if the watch tells you all day that it's 12 o'clock, then it is right twice a day. She then wonders, could it be that time in Wonderland is something that is different from what time is back home? Another thing to do with time. It is always tea time. It is always 6 o'clock. So Republic Records, we're switching gears a little bit, tweeted this, saying this was our multiverse of madness. This is where we get to the Doctor Strange watch. So his watch is broken. It was broken in the car crash, and on the back it says, time will tell how much I love you. Spoilers if you haven't seen Multiverse of Madness yet, but in the film, his broken watch opens a vault. And so in the Multiverse of Madness, time is weird, everything's strange.
Oh
now
God.
Back to about a car crash and a watch being broken. Where have we seen a car crash? In the Look What You Made Me Do music video. And do you know who posted on Instagram something about that? Blake Lively. More on the Alice in Wonderland. So this was a thread of tweets. And so the three emojis, there's a, all in blue, but there's a love heart, a butterfly, and a swirl. And then this is what people are saying about it all. But there's one specific tweet I want to highlight, and it's this. So, the heart, Queen of Hearts, a specific blue butterfly that is shown, and then the swirling through time scene. Then someone recently brought to my attention that Mercury is in retrograde, and that Mercury appears to travel backwards across the sky. So we have time, clocks, nothing making sense, spinning, backwards, all over the place. Doesn't that just ring Alice in Wonderland? So if we're thinking backwards, instead of 513... are we meant to be looking at the 31st instead? Because as Alice thinks, could it be that time in Wonderland is something that is different from what time is at home? Time is different in Wonderland. Nothing makes sense. Taylor did say, if you want to come down the rabbit hole with us, has she officially created Wonderland for us? Are we entering Wonderland?
Oh, wow.
How incredible
okay,
is
so the
that?
31st I is a Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Is that what we're looking for?
I'm in.
Okay.
Taylor is so amazing that she has manipulated time now.
And so is that TikToker for Yeah, I am impressed.
Isn't that impressive?
Yeah, that was very, very impressive. I really love that a lot.
Thank you, Laura, for sharing that with us. Laura was completely geeking out about it, and she even came out of TikTok retirement to post a video about it because she was like, this just makes so much sense.
And it's so interesting, too, because I feel like there have been these Alice in Wonderland hints, and we've thought about like Dreamland being the lost album instead of Karma, that like that kind of thing. And so it's just for someone to very articulately like put that together so well, like it's like, yes, retweet.
Incredible. Also, I do want to share, I got a message from a listener named Zach, and he sent me a theory, and I just messaged back, oh, thank you so much for sharing. And he fangirled out and was like, oh my God, I feel like Taylor Swift just messaged me, which has to be the best compliment. You're comparing me to Taylor Swift?
Right.
Oh, wow. Wow. So he wanted to send this message and asked if I would share it with y'all. And he said, the podcast is truly amazing. I'm a big Swiftie. I have truly found my people with you. I listen to the podcast when doing homework, at home, cleaning my apartment. The podcast is always my pick-me-up whenever I'm upset, just need to talk about Taylor Swift, or just need a reason to smile. Taylor has truly had my life. She has made me fearless and happy with being myself. I feel like I know everyone on the podcast based on their favorite album. Thank you so much for making this podcast and for making me feel connected to a fan.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Love you, Zach.
Yeah. And he also said there's an Easter egg in Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince that he wants to tell us about. So, Zach, let us know.
Oh, interesting.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, he left us with a little tease. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. So, we aren't a bunch of clowns. We do have to give someone the Fearless signed album that we promised. We left a message on one of the podcasts and said, send us a message and let us know. Use the code word the one.
It was our anniversary episode.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very special anniversary gift to our listeners. What I love the most is that we didn't promote this on social media.
You had to listen
to
know about it.
You had to listen to know about it. And I also love that other people didn't post about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't see anything from people being like, oh my God, go win a Fearless album on the podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I kind of love that this was our thing.
Yeah, you just had to email us. And we had hundreds of emails from all over the world, which is really great. Mm-hmm. It's really cool to see that. Hundreds of emails. And we have found a winner.
Woo-hoo.
Should we try to call her?
Yes.
And tell her the big news?
Yes.
Anna, you can tell her she won.
Okay. Are you going to say hi?
Sure.
You'll be like, hey, this is us.
Hello.
Hey, is this Noelle?
Yes. Hi.
Hey Noelle. It's 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. So I'm Nick. I'm here.
I'm Anna. Hi.
Yeah. Amy's here.
Hi. Lacey's here. Hi, Noelle.
Well, hi. So I recognize y'all's voices.
That's so cool.
Well, what are you up to right now?
I'm crocheting a blanket.
What kind of design? Of which Taylor Swift cat?
It's actually purple, which is hilarious because I'm kind of wanting Speak Now TV.
Okay, yeah, love that. You and I are the same. Manifest, yeah. I like it. Well, Noelle, we wanted to call you for a couple of reasons. One, to say hi.
Hi.
Second, to say thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate you so, so much. We also really appreciate that you took the time to listen to our anniversary episode not too long ago, and then you took the time to email us. So we would like to gift you a Taylor Swift autographed version of Fearless, Taylor's version, from us to you.
You guys have no idea how much that means to me. That makes me so happy.
Aww. We're happy. We're happy to be able to share it with you, and we're happy to have you along on this crazy, crazy journey of Taylor Swift madness with us.
What's your favorite?
Yeah.
What's your favorite album?
It kind of changes based off of my mood.
I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. So today it's more of like Reputation, whereas last week it was Evermore. So I don't know. It's kind of all over the place.
You're complicated.
But truly, this is just amazing because a few years ago, I was like really broke and I needed money. And so I ended up selling all of my CDs.
Oh.
So goodbye to all my Taylor Swift CDs.
Oh, man.
So I'm currently trying to get some back, but, you know, resellers and everything are very expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, add this to your collection. Yeah, we're excited for you.
I'm so glad you're the winner.
I know. We picked a good one.
You really did.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Well,
Well, we're so happy.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. We will be in touch with you very soon about sending this your way. And we just can't wait to hear from you again. Thanks so much, Noelle. Congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you, Noelle.
Thank you, Noelle.
Bye. All right. Bye. See you later.
Bye.
Wow, isn't that cool?
Aww.
It's so great to like give something to someone who like deserves it, is sweet, is nice. Ugh. Man, how great is that?
Oh, very nice to talk to her.
That was so beautiful. So,
and I want to crochet with her.
I don't know
how to crochet.
Me neither, but I'll learn.
Yeah.
So keep listening to the podcast. We'll have more giveaways in the future. I got something from the 1989 merch drop that we'll be giving away at some point soon.
Ooh.
Don't want to say what it is just yet, but it'll be exciting. So just keep listening in the future. We'll be hooking everyone up soon, so don't worry about that. But that does it for this episode of 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us wherever you're listening to podcasts right now. Leave us a good review. Leave us a 5-star rating. And come back next time. We're going to be breaking down I Bet You Think About Me.
You get a floaty, and you get a floaty, and you get a beach towel.
Thanks for listening to 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. Subscribe for free and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.